With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A week before their homecoming game, the Missoula Sentinel Spartans are on the practice field. The defensive line is practicing their blocking on one of those giant metal sleds that vaguely resembles the shape of an opposing offensive line. It's heavy, but the Spartan D-line pushes it a few yards at the sound of the whistle. High school football is a ritual of educating young men in self-sacrifice, with the risks and rewards of the game rooted in physical exertion, violence, and community.
I believe football's the greatest game in the world because it's the ultimate team game. You have to sacrifice your individual needs for the good of the team. It takes 11 guys for us to run a good play.
That's Dane Oliver, head coach of the Sentinel High School football team. The Sentinel football team's website greets visitors with the essay, Why Football Matters, written by NFL Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Harbaugh says there's practically no other place where a young man is held to a higher standard, and because of the lessons learned in the game, football has saved lives. His essay was published on the Ravens website April 22nd of 2015. That same day, a judge approved a lawsuit settlement between the National Football League and former players over medical conditions associated with repeated head trauma. In that settlement, the NFL will pay hundreds of millions of dollars to retired players. Earlier this month, a study found brain disease in 96% of dead NFL players it examined. In the same study, the Department of Veteran Affairs and Boston University also found that degenerative brain disease known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in 79% of all dead football players they examined. NFL coach Harbaugh says the issue of brain injuries in football and in every sport is very real, and teams on every level should work at making their game safer. But when it comes down to the real values of football, Harbaugh says the rewards of the game outweigh the risks. Coach Dane Oliver of Sentinel High School agrees.
Football is a hard game. You know, it's difficult to come to practice every day, and you go from the dog days of the summer all the way to the cold. And I think there's a certain level of mental toughness that's developed from the game of football. And I think John Harbaugh was promoting that and wanted to share why it's such the most popular game in America. It still has some value. I also think that we have an obligation to make the game safer.
The Sentinel High School football program is acutely aware of the risks of the game. Sentinel graduate Dylan Stigers was scrimmaging at Eastern Oregon University in 2010 when he came off the field and threw up on the sidelines, a symptom of being concussed. He was rushed to the hospital and later died. Stigers' death inspired the first concussion protection legislation in Montana. The Dylan Stigers Protection of Young Athletes Act, passed in 2013, and requires schools to educate coaches, parents, and student athletes on concussions in every sport. After a player shows signs of being concussed, the law requires the student to be taken out of play. The athlete must be examined and can only return to play after getting the okay from a healthcare professional, like neurologist Paul Coates.
We don't have huge quantities of high-quality data. What we're getting as we start to look into this is a fairly strong, compelling data set that tells us that concussions, and especially repetitive concussions, are certainly harmful to brains, and that a lot of times the effects of that may not show up until decades later.
Coates is a contributing voice in Montana's Save the Brain project. Save the Brain is a program run out of the Kalispell Regional Health Center that promotes concussion awareness. When Coates was in school, he played football as a middle linebacker.
There are few joys that match the feeling of a really good, strong hit on the football field and seeing that guy go down. I cherish that. And I know that there are ways of delivering a good, solid, clean hit without taking out somebody's head.
Coates says the science into what happens to a brain when the body takes that good, hard hit is still in the early stages. Unlike a broken bone, it's really hard to see and understand brain injuries. Montana's concussion response law came 4 years after the first in the nation was passed in Washington. But Coates says Montana is really moving forward in the effort to protect young athletes from head injuries.
And in some ways, I think that we've been able to leapfrog ahead of some of the earlier states that pass laws because we've had more data and we're taking advantage of their experiences.
While new data comes out about head injuries and how they contribute to conditions like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and depression, for a young man full of testosterone, Coates can't think of a better place to channel that energy, as long as it's done in a safe way. Mitch Reynolds is a senior receiver and a safety for the Sentinel Spartans. He started playing football in the third grade. Back then, it was just flag football. He says the physical aspect of the game is really important to why it's great.
Well, I think the biggest thing is football breaks you down. I mean, it's hard. You get beat up. I get beat up every day.
After getting knocked down, Reynolds says his teammates are always ready to help him back up, and he does the same for them. The threat of physical violence is present on every play, and fans like that. Sunday Night Football is the biggest TV event of the week. Last Sunday, 22 million people tuned in. It's an American tradition, and young men like Mitch Reynolds know that. The game gives him a place to belong and a community that supports and cheers him on.
It's still a contact sport. There's no getting around it. And yeah, I mean, it's a risk that you have to take, but for me, it was well worth it. Coming out and having some of the best friends I've ever had in my life on the football field, it's definitely been worth it.
During the Friday night brawl against the Skyview Falcons from Billings, dad of two Sentinel Spartans, Kyle Cunningham, stood on the sidelines.
Well, I mean, I knew Dylan when he played here, and you know, it's a pretty sobering thought that a kid can die as a result of a football injury. You know, the other thing that just came out was that NFL study that was just came out in the last week, and they tested 91 NFL players that had died, and 87 of them had CTE. That's a pretty sobering fact.
Cunningham says the Dylan Stigers Act that outlined concussion management for student athletes was long overdue, and he's glad to see coaches teaching safer tackling techniques. Cunningham said if he had to do it all over again, he'd suit up today and get back on the field.
There's no better feeling than getting a good stick, or there's no better feeling than scoring a touchdown. You know, and you don't get that in basketball, you don't get it in baseball. There's just something about being on a football field and, you know, the crowd's out here and you're under the lights, and it's a pretty neat experience for a kid. I'd encourage every kid to experience it.
It's homecoming night, and the Spartans are going to win, beating the Skyview Falcons 35-17. But they don't know that yet. So the cheerleaders keep cheering, and the crowd keeps yelling. Young couples are holding hands and standing in line for soda and hot dogs. Parents are sitting in the bleachers and standing on the sidelines with eyes for nothing but their boys playing under the Friday night lights. It's a picture that says, we're in this together, and it's all going to be okay, even if it might not. I'm Corin Cates-Kearney, Montana Public Radio.